Hey y'all, come on in. You all getting all situated and get Coach Heather up here in a minute. Welcome. Right, I see you raising, Coach Heather. You're on your way up. Hi, everybody. Welcome. Welcome, welcome. Just getting all my settings going like we do and doing all the things. Welcome to the Conquering the Scale Goal Weight 101. Thank you so much. I see all kinds of warm welcomes. Thanks for liking my hair. I know it's a little different than since the last time you guys saw me. Everybody here okay? See okay? Fantastic. Let's get started. So I just want to take a minute, introduce myself. For those of you who don't know me, I'm Coach Julie. I'm an OBS coach. And primarily, my role here at OBS is working one-on-one with clients through the one-on-one coaching experience. And this program is geared towards a member who wants a more tailored and personal experience working with an OBS coach on a weekly basis. You can also find me on Facebook and then ask coaches each day, as well as moderating calls. So, a little more about me. I am a certified life coach through the Life Coach School, as well as a graduate of Corinne's Advanced Weight Loss Certification Program. And I'm about to complete my Sex and Intimacy Coaching Certification. And so, for those of you who haven't heard my personal story, I spent most of my life with sort of an athletic build, active life. And my mate and I adopt senior German Shepherd dogs. And in 2007, on our first walk with a newly adopted dog, her name was Sophie, she got scared, leapt out into the street, dragged me with her. And after seven surgeries and more than 1,000 hours of physical therapy and 100 pounds on the body, I lost most of the functional use of my right hand. Having not developed the skills that I have today, I use food to cope with my pain and the situational depression that I had around that experience. But here's the thing, fast forward to today, that fall was the best thing that ever happened to me. If I could tell my younger self on that day one thing, it's that I'm a badass and that like I find a way to figure out any challenge and it's going to be an amazing journey. So put down the Kraft macaroni and cheese and grab your water bottle because it's going to be a wild and exciting ride. That's what I would tell her if I could right now. And that brought me to you here, right? So let's also remember that we always have help on these calls. I'm not doing this alone. Today in the chat and in the Q&A, we have the amazing Coach Heather moderating. She can help you with questions, give you answers, tech stuff. She's going to type in all caps so you can see her. And we'd like to ask that no one else use all caps so that the coach's posts stand out. Please make sure you have selected everyone in the chat box. We want to make sure you are typing to everyone so that it's not just Coach Heather and I seeing all your geniusness. We want you to have the benefit of like everyone hearing you. So, I see you've all found the reactions. I see thumbs and hearts. That's so fun. And I just want to welcome all members. And if you're a newbie, just a quick extra welcome. We hope you've had a great few days or weeks at NoBS. I just want you to know that after your first 4 weeks in NoBS, you should start to get emails from us with call reminders for Corinne's Q&As, the weight loss coaching calls, some special calls associated with monthly programming like this one. But don't get overwhelmed. Every single one of these calls is on replay. and you get to decide when and if you want to use them. They are completely optional. So of course, attending live is great when you can, and you're here now, so thank you. But just trust, if you're not ready, that's totally okay. Today is a worksheet call, and the worksheet calls are where we take the concepts we're learning and begin to put them into practice. And they're a great place to get feedback from your fellow members or from a coach or ask questions. And also, if you're an OBS woman who's been around for a hot minute, we hope you've enjoyed this brand new program this month. And this week's focus is lessons 1 and 2, what the scaling can and can't tell you, and then the 5 scale myths that will hose your weight loss journey. So since that's kind of where we're at, if everyone wants to drop one thing in the chat that you've learned so far from this course, I would love to pull out a few and share them. So I'm going to take a peek at that. Good morning, everyone. See if anybody's got one they want to share. Oh yeah, Connie just said, not use the BMI to determine your goal weight. Yes, that's amazing. And Corinne did not, because it was an OBS course, but I just want you to know, if you want resources about the misguidedness of the BMI, you can go to the internet and see that a male sociologist created that, not a physician. So that is an interesting fun fact. Our bodies aren't made to lose. Oh, they're going fast. Week after week. Yes, Elena. Our bodies are not designed to do that week after week. It's a myth that the diet industry has given us. It's always data. Dawn, yes. Always data. These are so good. So you can keep putting them in the chat. I'm going to stop reading them out, but I think it's amazing to share what we're getting from this new course. So, all right. I want to share with you my objective, which is by the end of this call, I want you to be able to review and evaluate your goal weight mindset and thinking through journaling and the coaching and self-coaching and understand the importance of reviewing your goal weight, like throughout your weight loss journey, that it's not this permanent number you're stuck to. Today, we're going to preview the worksheet from lesson three and do some coaching on goal weight and goal lifestyle. So I'm going to share my screen while you guys keep sharing your takeaways. Can everyone see my screen? Just want to make sure. I'm going to tell you all how. Oh, perfect. Thanks, Donna. So I went to nobswomen.com. This is the homepage. Where you find the current course of the month or any course that you want to do here other than the No BS weight loss course is under self-study resources on the left-hand column of the screen. And then there are two ways that you can get to this course. If you are looking for the course in the month we are featuring it, it's right here, May Focus, Conquering the Scale. If this is not the time for you and you want to do it at your own pace some other time, you click on self-paced workshops. And then you find Conquering the Scale on the screen. Now, today it's at the top because it's this month's feature. If you look just below, last month's feature is right below it. And then prior month's features are below that. So that is a standard mode of operation here at NoBS. So if you are not looking in this month for this month's course, you just scroll down the page till you find the course that you're looking for. So, but today we are working on Conquering the Scale. I'm going to click on it. So all of our workshops are self-paced. And here there's a fantastic intro. I highly recommend it. It's in the center of the screen at the top. And then if you scroll down a little, you'll see that the page says this month's recommended pacing. And it has, you know, the weeks of May and approximately where you would want to be in the course. It's a fantastic resource. If you pace differently than this, that's fine too. Don't worry about it. So if you also notice, I want you to just peek. May 29th through June 4th is the Doable Hunger Challenge Week. And the challenge guide is a little bit lower on the screen and you can click on it right here. Doable Hunger Challenge Guide. I want you to put that on your calendar. It's going to be really fun and I don't want you to miss it. So this is the homepage of this course, and this is your hub when you need to get your workbook, Conquering the Scale workbook right here. If you want to watch replays, the course is at the bottom here. You can see all the videos that I have clicked off. And if you are interested in reading the transcripts, the video transcripts are right here. If you want the weigh-in graphic to post on Facebook, that's right here in the resources called Conquering the Scale Weekly Weigh-In Graphics. This is your hub to conquering the scale. I'm going to stop sharing my screen and we're going to get after it here. All right. So here we go. Let's talk about goal weight and goal lifestyle. A goal weight means nothing if it's not attached to a goal lifestyle. If you're just thinking about a number, you're missing a really important part of what this is all about. I want you to visualize what future you is doing and acting like before you set a number. Right? That's really what's important. You're not just a number that sits at home on the couch and doesn't have a life. Like, this is your full and complete life. So it's okay if you don't know what the final number is. Focus on your next 10 pounds or on a particular non-scale victory, like a pant size, or maybe no longer needing an extender on the seatbelt of an airplane. No matter what, make sure you have markers that are meaningful to you, that are associated with your victories that have nothing to do with the scale. It's okay and normal to reach a goal lifestyle before reaching a certain goal weight. You can always come back to your goal and decide consciously if there are more reasons to keep heading down the scale, if you're happy where you're at and want to practice maintenance. Right? Like, don't get hosed in your uncertainty. Make it up based on what you'd like to be doing, what people you admire are doing. Remember, the more tiny steps you take today, the more momentum you'll gain. And some of you know I'm a former accountant. As a former accountant, this is not much different than budgeting money. So if you're a mom and budget like school clothes for your kids, or a vacation budget, or a wedding budget, or a household budget, you think you know the amount you want to spend on whatever that thing is and how you're going to spend it, right? You have a plan, but you don't always know what things cost up front. You might find out that they cost way less, and you might find out that they cost way more than you expected. You get to change up that plan, right? And save money or revise the budget and allow for more allocation if necessary. It's called revising your budget, and it totally applies here too. Right? Sometimes you pick a number and it's just like not the right number for you. I can tell you in my weight loss journey, I have lost 85 pounds so far. I would like to lose another 85 pounds. My goal weight has changed like 4 times. And what I've really found is that it doesn't matter. I'm always literally just working on the next pound. And then like when I do my monthly plan, it's the next, 5 to 7 pounds. But it's always just a pound at a time, regardless of what that end number is. So I want you to think about lifestyle goals that might apply to you. Right? For me, my lifestyle goals have been pivotal, and I'm going to share a couple with you. My mate and I like to geocache. I don't know if you know what that is, but for those of you who don't, it's sort of like a scavenger hunt orienteering game. It's free to the public and it's predominantly outside. And there are millions of hidden treasures across the globe. You go to an app or a website and pick the location you want to go to, get coordinates and clues, and you head out to find these little tiny treasures that are usually pretty much nothing. It's just the experience that you're doing this for, right? You read a little blurb about what the little hidden treasure is. And then it also comes with a difficulty rating and a terrain rating. So at my highest weight, which was 350 pounds, I tended to look at the terrain rating first. And based on the number of stars of difficulty, I would decide if I wanted to find that treasure or not. Those treasures are called caches. So my lifestyle goal that I set was to not pick caches based on the terrain difficulty. And then I wanted to just like hit the button, see if there was one near my location and go for it. I didn't want to consider the terrain. I want to be a person who just knows they got it, right? And I can do any terrain. And if you think about it, this is something I got to work on from the first minute I set the goal all the way to my goal weight, right? Already I'm better at this. It's not the first thing I do now. I don't just go right to the terrain. I read the whole thing. Does it sound interesting? I say to myself, like, yes, I want to do that. I still do glance at the terrain. The thoughts come up. Oh, somebody like me won't be able to climb that hill. And then that's just like my automatic negative thinking. I totally normalize it. Of course, you've been practicing those thoughts forever. I just neutralize it. Like, there's a cache. The terrain number of stars is 2.5. And then I make my next best thought, which is like, I'm going for it. And so I practice this every day down the scale. Then another lifestyle goal that I set for myself is just to be able to walk into any store that I love and try on clothes and shop. There would be no consideration of sizing or size identifiers associated with the store or the brand. I just want to like what I see in a window and throw open the door, trusting that there are clothes for me there. And when we said, you know, pick something that maybe someone else inspires you on, this is one that Coach Heather inspires me on, right? She has the Looking Fabulous at Any Age and Style group in Facebook and has posted about her style desires. And I really admire her approach to her wardrobe and like how confident she seems in her clothes. And so when I think about this goal, I actually think about her, and it really inspires me to just trust that like I'll get there and like look at all that's possible there, all this ease of being. Like I'll be able to just like throw open that door and trust there's something for me there. And I practice this in my brain now, even though that isn't always the case in stores at my present size. And that's okay. That's why it's a lifestyle goal, right? Like it's exactly how it's supposed to be. So I can see there's a lot of love for Coach Heather in here about this. And it's so true. It really is, Heather. I just want to say thanks. I am really inspired by your like style and the way you carry yourself. So, all right. Let's take a minute and go to the workbook. And on page 9 is the Creating a Goal Lifestyle Worksheet. And I'm going to set a timer. We're going to spend about 10 minutes and allow ourselves the space to just live into the lifestyle we want to have at our goal weight and all the way down the scale. So the time is 18 minutes after the hour. So I'm going to set a 10-minute timer. Heather has posted her Facebook group, and I know that the resources for the workbook and worksheet through the website have been posted as well. So I'm going to hold mine up. It is Lesson 3 Worksheet, Creating a Goal Lifestyle on page 9. You can see mine filled out. Heather just posted the links again. And I urge you to just be with your goal lifestyle and do these pages. Be right back with you. If you're just joining us, we are working on lesson 3, worksheet, creating a goal lifestyle in the Conquering the Scale workbook. And there are 8 more minutes to work on that lesson. Just a reminder, and if you're just joining us or listening, we are doing lesson 3 worksheet, Creating a Goal Lifestyle in the Conquering the Scale course, page 9. There's 5 more minutes. All right, we're wrapping up. There's 2 minutes left of the time spent working on creating a goal lifestyle worksheet. All right. Thank you so much for doing the work on creating a goal lifestyle. So I want to give you an opportunity to talk to me about what came up for you. Let's specifically restrain our focus to goal weight and goal lifestyle. So you can raise your hand now if you want to work on that with me, whatever came up. thoughts you had, feelings. I am here to talk to you all about it. I know Jill and Heather have been talking in the chat, which has been so amazing. Who wants to work on their creating a goal lifestyle with me? You can raise your hand. I know for me, it was really important to pick lifestyle goals that were very meaningful. I'm going to promote you, Jen. And then Maria, you'll be next. Hi, Jen. I'm going to ask you to unmute and start your video. While Jen is unmuting and starting her video, we'll just settle in here. I can't see you or hear you yet, Jen. And now I don't even have the option. There we go. Ask you to unmute. You should see something that pops up on your screen. And Jen, it seems like maybe you're having some trouble. I'm going to put you back down to attendee, and then we'll try you again in a minute. Maria, I'm going to promote you. Sorry about that, Jen. Maybe we're having some Zoom trouble. We'll see. Okay, Maria, you declined. So if you wouldn't mind putting your hand down, that would be great. S, promote to panelist. All right. Okay, I can hear you.
Hi.
See you. Hi. What is
I your... totally didn't think I was going to get picked.
That's so great. I'm glad you did.
Yeah, my name is Sarita.
Hi. Oh, beautiful. Sarita, nice to meet you.
Likewise. I'm sorry. Oh, yeah. So what I want to work on. So I had a goal weight that was basically my high school weight for the longest time. And I finally have been able to let go of that. I'm trying to focus more on sort of body composition versus a number. So I've been going to the trainer, lifting weights, and done a few scans so I can see, like, focus on reducing body fat versus like a number. And that part of that, if I want to have that muscle as I, because I just turned 40 and I'm getting older, I'm like, I want to go into that age, like, in a strong physique. Yeah. And it's just been really hard letting go of like the 155. I'm settling at 175, 180 as my range. And that's about a 20 pounds from now. But I guess I'm trying to, I feel like I can verbally say I've let it go, but I haven't as I write things down. And I wrote down my reasons, like, you know, 175 feels maintainable. I will have a good, strong body at that weight. Losing 20 pounds is feasible. But I think my struggle is I don't feel excited about those reasons. Those reasons feel very, like, practical, but they're not, I'm not inspired. I don't know if I'm supposed to be inspired or if I'm just supposed to have reasons and it makes sense and you go with that.
So you may or may not be inspired, but let's go back to the thought that's kind of like hovering like a cloud, right? It's you have a thought that's causing a feeling that it's hard to give up the 155. So if you have a thought that's causing a feeling that's like, this is hard.
Yeah.
Like, how are you going to love the 175?
That's true. Yes.
So what do you think about you? You're even having this thought, I'm giving it up. Like, it's very dramatic. Like, oh. Yeah.
Well, I think it's because I had gotten really close to that number. Like, I had been exercising, eating well, and I got to like 160 something, like 161, 162. And I was so close. And then I, you know, reverted back. You know, you life happens and things happen. And there's a part of me, it's always been very goal oriented. Like I like to mark my goals off. And when I don't hit them, they're always like tickling in the back of my mind. Like, oh, you failed. You didn't quite do that. Like you should go and finish that before you do something else.
Yeah.
And so it's always been that letting go piece has historically been a challenge for me.
I wonder why you think it's like an either or, like you can't have a 175 goal and then C.
I don't think there is a reason I can't have that. It's just not been my approach, generally speaking.
Like, could you be excited about 175 for whatever reasons
that
we come up with? And also reevaluate at 175.
Yes, I think part of me like wants to have the goal weight. So then once I'm at that goal weight, I don't have to think about weight anymore. I can just like not let it be an issue. And I feel like if I say 175 and then also we'll see, then that like my inner type A is going to be like, well, it's not just we'll see. It's like, okay, that's still there as a goal. You need to go after it kind of thing.
Well, so you think that whatever number, you just like, that's it. You never think about your body again.
No, but I don't want to think, I don't want it to be like, I feel like when I'm focused on something like that takes up most of my focus. Right. And then there are other things are on the wayside until that particular goal is met.
Is that true?
I mean, obviously other things get done, but I tend to prioritize things in my life. And so for the last year and a half, it's really been focused on like the priority is going to the gym, working with my trainer, building my muscle. Yeah. That has been the goal. And now it's shifting. Now I've got that as like a baseline. It's part of my routine. Now I'm switching over to more focus on like the foods and things that will help get the body fat down. I'm very goal oriented.
Yeah. So what is exciting about 175?
Then it's closer than the 150s.
Okay.
I would be done sooner.
Okay.
I remember when I've done some journaling around at different stages when I felt the best. I know Corinne had done this. I don't remember which course it was, but you know, there was a time when I was like, super thrilled to be 175. And like, then I went down to 160s, but like, I want to like be happy again at that point. Right. Like I want to be excited.
How this is accessible to you today, right? Like it's not the number that's bringing you the happiness.
That's true. Yes, you're right. And so how do I recapture that happiness is what I guess I'm still trying to figure out.
Well, what do you have to think about yourself in this moment to feel happy?
Well, I'm generally excited that I'm like sticking with my workouts and I'm cooking more and I do more of the planning and like when I go out with my friends and I'm able to stick to what I'm planning. So that's happy, right? Like those are things. I have to try to remember that it's enough to do those things and it's not just I don't have to do all the things. I can just be happy about the things that I'm getting done in the meantime.
It sounds like you might want to start practicing that happy and excitement today, right? Like on purpose, not because of an accomplishment.
Yeah. But
because of the journey you're on, because of your commitment to yourself. What else? Tell me more.
Things that make me happy.
Yes.
I've been more act like I, now that things are reopening where I live, like I've been purposely going out and started roller skating again. So that's like super fun. Seeing more of my friends. I don't know, just getting out more, being more active. And that brings me so much joy. But yes, it does.
So it sounds like your brain wants to like believe, trust, like want certainty that you're going to get there, whatever there is.
Yeah.
So how could you offer yourself that? Like, how does that work for you?
I guess learn to celebrate the little things as I go along. I mean, I'm historically been one to celebrate once you get to the end goal, right? Like I'm here, give me my blue ribbon and now we can go do the next goal. Like that's always,
But how's that working for you when it comes to your weight?
Well, yeah, I was just like, it works great in other parts of my life. For this part, I think it's I have to work on the mindset around, like these are new pounds that I'm losing versus like re-losing what I've done in the past. Like, cause it kind of just feels like, oh, I'm doing this again versus like, okay, I'm starting this journey over again, I guess, I suppose. I don't know.
So you're having thoughts that you're starting over. Well, of course that feels terrible. Right?
Yes. It's not the best.
Like, why does it matter whether you've started over, continue? Why does that matter how you identify that?
I don't know that it matters. Well, I guess it does if I'm thinking about it, obviously. I think I give it too much thought. It's like part of that whole thing of me learning to let go of things.
This is just your automatic like negative thinking, right? Like your brain just goes here, like I'm losing it again, or it's like not 155 or not 165, or I was at one whatever.
Yeah.
It's just what your brain does, right? Like what if that didn't have to be a problem at all? What if you could acknowledge like, this is so normal, my brain does this.
I know that it's normal. But my brain doesn't want to listen.
Well, of course not, because you're practicing indulging it, right?
Yes.
Right? Because you really practiced at reminding yourself, like, I wanted this goal or I wanted that, and not practice telling yourself, here's why I do want this.
Yeah.
Right? You said it yourself, like, it's not sexy. My reasons for 175 aren't sexy. So to feel sexy about it, like, what do you have to think about 175?
I guess all the things I'll get to do. Like for me, like I said earlier, it's just like, once I get that goal weight, then I feel like I can prioritize other things in my life. But I guess to that point, I could prioritize other things in my life now.
Yes.
And like, I guess live like I don't have to worry about my weight anymore, or not worry, but like, it's not a main focus.
Yes. Like I can be an obese woman and get to my goal while I do all these other amazing things.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess I do kind of put things on hold a little bit because like, oh, I won't necessarily go out with my friends. Cause like, oh, it wasn't on my plan today, as opposed to like, oh, let me rejigger and think about it or change things for later in the week or something. But
right. Corinne talks about this all the time when it comes to like, if you talk to yourself like an asshole now, you're going to do that at goal weight. It's the same thing. If you put off your life's priorities because of your body, when you get to your goal weight, you're going to put off your life's priorities for the next thing, right? You're practicing putting off your priorities.
Yeah, I think that's definitely what I did. Cause like, even when I was in the 160s, which was like the lowest I'd been for like the longest time, I was still like very like, oh my gosh, like I can't do these other things until like 150, right? Like, yeah, you're right. I had just been practicing putting things off and I need to practice like doing fun things now.
Yeah, like you're worthy, Sarita, today of doing whatever it is you want to be doing now. And then all the way to your goal weight, get to whatever number you set, and then decide, right? Like, I think you're forgetting it's not keeping or meeting your goal. Like, you get a choice at that number.
Yeah,
it's a choice to keep going. It's a choice to stay where you're at. It's a choice to go back 10 pounds. You get a choice.
Yeah, I agree. And I think sometimes with the choice, though, it's like, I feel like I'm making a choice, but I don't agree with the choice that I make. Because, you know, like, it is a choice, right? It's a choice, like, when you reach a certain weight to, like, start not planning, start like eating more, start like, you know, doing these things. It's a choice. I have to acknowledge that. But I get to choose differently if I think about it and take a pause and do something else the next day. So you're right. Okay.
Consciously choosing whatever it is you're working on today, choosing, acknowledging it, and choosing, bringing in all your other priorities to enhance your life today while you're losing weight.
Yeah. I need to do more of that. Like, let's do it all now. So let's not wait. Life is short, right?
You need to?
No, I will. I get to.
You want to. You got to. Yes, I love that.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be great.
It's just reframing, right? Like, listening to your brain tell you a bunch of stuff, right? Mm-hmm. I want you to spend the next couple of weeks just noticing that. Completely normalizing it. Like, this is what I've practiced. My brain just does this.
How long does it normally take for these things to happen? Like, schedules. I like timelines. Give me do it this number of times and it'll work, right? Like, I think that's what frustrates me about weight loss sometimes, because it's like in other parts of my life, it's very linear. Like, you do these things and X occurs. Whereas in this arena, it doesn't operate that way. It is so frustrating.
So, but this is, I really just want you to see, like, that's just the lie you tell yourself, right?
Yeah.
In reality, like, some of us don't know if we're going to find a life partner and when that'll happen, or if we're going to have a baby, if we want to, if that could happen, if it will happen, you know, when we lose people, when we gain people, when we're going to find a best friend, when we're going to lose a best friend. You really don't actually know where any of that is happening, right?
Yeah, that's true. It's all out of our control.
Right. You just tell yourself there's certainty, and you can tell yourself there's certainty around this too.
Yeah. I like that. Okay.
All right.
This is helpful. Okay.
Thanks so much.
Thank you. Yeah,
you take care.
You too. Bye.
Bye. So good. Thank you so much. All right. Jen, did everything get figured out? I think it might have. I'm going to promote you back and see if we got it worked out, because your hand is raised. Hi, Jen.
Hi. Oh,
perfect.
So it does work. I just had to go back and fix stuff.
Fantastic. So thank you.
So my goal is between 167 to 177, just a range. And I'm kind of trying to be, it scares me a little bit because I've started over 300 pounds, had a lot of crap going on in this year, and like infections, job change, a healthcare worker, just stuff. So I've still maintained 20 pounds of weight loss during that time. And that's not restricting. So that to me is pretty freaking fabulous. Mm-hmm. So my reason is for ease of movement. Mm-hmm. So just, you know, not being sore after walking for 30 minutes, mm-hmm. Confidence, athleticism. Cause I used to ride horses like 6 days a week, and 4 years ago I had to put my horse down. So that stopped, and that kind of changed life a bit. But I have a German Shepherd, so he's very, let's go, let's hike, let's run multiple times a day. For strength, another one is to go into any store and find clothes that are not old lady clothes. Because I find larger sized women, sometimes at certain places, we look like we're like a Sears catalog model. And I'm still too young to be doing that. And even if people aren't, I think they deserve the choice for that one. To go on long hikes with Kai. I used to do that when he was a puppy. Mm-hmm. Not worrying about sitting in chairs or fitting into places at like a restaurant. Mm-hmm. And then no limits to what I can do due to weight. So if I want to go like zip lining or, you know, roller coaster or just, you know, participate in things that's good. So that ultimately is self-confidence. Being able to go and swim in the lake that's in front of my parents' cottage and not feel like, oh my God, everybody's looking, which I can do, but it's just, I have to get there at that time. And then the other thing is just be like more just as a female, being sensual and feel the sexual confidence as well.
Yeah. Fantastic. So what do you think about that? Like how do you feel? You mentioned fear, I believe.
Yeah. I think that's just my own stuff. Cause I had a mom that, you know, there's a story with that she had with her mom and she's kind of projected it to me. So I think that that's probably where it's rooted. Cause I've done some, journaling from After Relationships Camp about that part. Mm-hmm. Okay. It's just accepting my body where it is. I think that's probably where I'm at right now and not getting mad at it for doing things, like not being able to do stuff. So like I used to hike, I used to ride. It was never like a size 2, never will be because I'm not built like that. And I'm okay with that part. It's just, I used to feel very strong and now it's just every time I turn around, it just frustrates me. So it's the fear of getting hurt again and then going backwards, I guess that's kind of where some of that's sitting.
How are you practicing accepting your body the way you are? Like what, when you think I'm accepting my body the way I am, how, the way it is, how does that feel?
Some days are better than others. Yesterday was not a great day, which we did the conquering, like started the conquering with scale course that way. And just because I went up 1.2 pounds, I was just like, oh, that you're disgusting. Like just all of the thoughts in my head that, you know, your thighs are too big, you know, all of that. And I'm like, it's over. I was kind of having a talk with myself going, it's 1.2 pounds. You're about to get your period. This is normal. Stop it.
Yeah, good to normalize. But I want to bring you back to your practice, you said, of accepting your body the way it is. When you mm-hmm. think I'm accepting my body the way I am, how does that feel, that one thought?
So I don't know if I know how. I guess that's, I don't know if I know how. And the other thing that came into my mind is I don't know if that's possible.
Okay. I appreciate you sharing that. So let's just talk about like, what about your body do you actually like today?
I like my boobs.
Fantastic. So this is a perfect example. What do you like about them?
They're full. I look good. Like, and I like the shape of my body. I do like the shape of my body. Just not the extra padding on it, but I do like the shape.
I want to stop you there, right? Like, don't tell yourself the negative in this one moment, okay. Just the things you really either accept all the way to like, so you like your boobs, you like your shape, anything else?
I like my eyes, my hair, my wrists. I'm getting like my calves are becoming more defined now because I've been walking. Huh? So that feet. And I like it that it allows me to live in this earth on the earth. That's the other thing I like about it.
This is so great, Jen, because I want you to see how you start with this thought about like, I don't know how to accept my body the way it is, or I don't know how to like my body today. But when I asked you, there are so many things you actually truly do like about yourself today. And so you just showed yourself, this is exactly what it looks like. It's like, I have this thought, I don't know how to do this. You completely normalize it. Like I have been practicing that thought forever. It's normal. However, it's not true. I don't have to listen to it. Because if I just ask myself like one more question, what do I do? What do I truly like about me today? I actually have a long list of things I like about me today. And those things may or may not change over time too. Like you can like your boobs today and love them 50 pounds from now too. So they don't go away. Like what you like doesn't go away, but like you just keep layering in more and more things you like and accept about yourself, right? So it's a practice. Corinne talks about those four N's, which we've been kind of walking through on this, but I want to call it out. So you noticed you're thinking, I don't even know how to do this. And then we kind of normalized it. Like, so who cares? She said that. But I'm going to still ask her like what she does like about herself. And you went through the process of like, in a way, neutralizing your own thought. It's like, it's not true, because you immediately came to some next best thoughts about yourself, which is your laundry list of things you truly do like. So you can just go back and tell your own brain in that moment, like, wait a minute, hold up. Of course, I know how to identify all the negative things. I've been practicing that forever. It's just not true that I don't know how to do it. I do know how to do it. I just am not practiced at it. I have a body is the most neutral like place to start. What do I like about it? And you just went from head to toe with all kinds of things. So you're further along than you realize on this process of practicing, accepting yourself the way you are today. So when all that stuff, like the scale happens and the thoughts come in, like, I'm disgusting. Okay, cool. Like, I've thought that a million times. So it's not true. You don't have to listen to this. It's not true. I have a human body. And my next best thoughts are, these are all the things I'm willing to identify all the things I love about my body and make a long list, right? For every one of the things you don't like, I just want you to stop and remind yourself of the things you really do.
Okay. Julie, would it be helpful to add, like, I guess like a post-it, because I'm a post-it person, and just do like, put that in my journal and then do like 10 things that I'm grateful for about my body for the next week.
That's a fantastic idea. I love that you just came up with your own homework, right? But the most important thing I think for all of us on this call is to remember that like normalizing piece. All of us have automatic negative thinking at some point in our lives. Maybe for no BS women, it comes in often around our bodies. Maybe for someone else, it comes in at a higher, louder voice for some other thing in their life. Who cares? You also have a laundry list of things that you really like about yourself. So it's just letting the automatic negative thinking come in, normalize it, acknowledge like all brains do this, and then literally move on to your next best thinking, which is going to become a regular practice. I love your homework. You know where to find me in Facebook and in Ask Coaches. I am in the 100-pound group a lot in Facebook, as well as the Women with Disability. I'm in the main group. You can go to Ask Coaches. I want to hear how you're doing in a week.
Okay. Thanks, Julie.
Thank you so much. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
All right, we're going to wrap up this call. I'm sorry we didn't get to everyone, but I'm so thankful you were all here. I really think the takeaway from everything here is to remember that this process, it's so normal for our brains to just be like, see a number, have thoughts. See a number, have thoughts. I know Coach Heather just put the four N's in the chat, and we'll also have that in the body of the replay so you could click on it. But that's going to be your best friend in the process of learning how to see that number as data, normalize whatever thoughts you have, and kind of move on, right? You see a number, you have the thoughts. So normal. All right. So, new members, being in no BS works best when you have a focus. So make sure you watch Corinne's What's Next video and decide what to focus on. If you're here but haven't actually started the Conquering the Scale program, dive in. For those of you who might finish the pre-recorded program early, send the rest of your month focused on doable actions. That could be going through basics 2.0, working on thought errors in thoughts 2.0. Maybe if you notice you have lots of urges 2.0, Maybe you want to retake Big Ass Action, which is my favorite course, to like jumpstart a shift in your mindset. But the most important thing for every No BS woman, from the most OG to the most new member, is to keep going. That's it. We just keep going here at No BS, right? At all different varying degrees of enthusiasm and effort, we just keep going. So what's next? Tomorrow is the weight loss call with Corinne at 11 Central. Tomorrow is also the maintenance call at 1 p.m. Central. Anyone can attend, and anyone who's within 20 pounds of maintenance can simply raise their hand and get coached. So I want to leave you. Thank you all. I see all the loving messages in the chat. Thank you. I want to leave you with a call to action. It's the most important thing. I want you to share how you picked your goal lifestyle in the Facebook group if you're in Facebook. And if you are choosing to not be a Facebooker, I support you. Come in to Ask Coaches. How are you picking your goal lifestyle? I want to know all about it. I know so does Coach Heather in the Facebook group. And so do all the other coaches. Let us support you in like keeping the number priority over here and raising up your lifestyle priority so it becomes equal to or greater than the number. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. We totally believe in you. I don't know if you know how much. We know you can do it. Borrow our belief that you can. I'll see you soon. Bye now.